Like all my other techniques, I developed this one because nothing else I had tried had helped. I'd seen my doctor more times than I can remember. I'd been referred to psychiatrists. I'd even taken 4 different medications. You name it, I tried it, and none of it had done any good at all. And you may have a similar story, because as I've met more and more people who suffer with anxiety and panic disorder, I've discovered that we're all very similar. And because of that, I'm confident that what's worked for me will also work for you. So back to the subject of negative trains of thought. I first became aware of these around the time my anxiety hit an all-time high. Even though I'd suffered with anxiety and panic attacks since I was a kid, I'd never been conscious of these trains of thought before. They were there throughout my life, and looking back I can see that now, but I'd never really been aware of them, not until I came across the concept in a book I just happened to read. The book was on cognitive behavioural therapy, which is something I'm not a fan of at all. I've read a lot of books on it, I've tried applying it repeatedly, and it's never done me any good at all. So even though the idea of these negative trains of thought intrigued me, I dismissed it as just another part of CBT that would make no difference to my life. But what I read had obviously hit a nerve because it continued to play on my mind, and I kept finding myself thinking about these negative trains of thought. It was clear to me that these trains of thought I was having were causing the majority of my panic attacks, but I was powerless to stop them. All I had to go on were the ideas that cognitive behavioural therapy had given me, and I already knew those didn't work. So I decided to start looking for my own solution to the problem, and 3 months later, I discovered something that worked. Something that doctors and psychiatrists would probably say was reckless and maybe even a bit extreme. But it worked, and to me that was all that mattered. Before I go into exactly what I discovered, I'm going to take a moment to show you one of my own negative trains of thought. By showing you a real-life example, it's going to be much easier for me to show you how to recognize and overcome your own negative trains of thought. This example is based on my eyesight, which is extremely bad due to a congenital eye disease I have. So I've always had a lot of anxiety based on my poor vision. This eye disease accounts for a lot of my anxiety and was the cause of many of my attacks. And that brings me back to my own example. I think the easiest way to take you through this train of thought is to talk you through it a step at a time. It may seem a bit over the top in the cold light of day, but I know you suffer with anxiety too. I know you'll appreciate how terrifying this kind of irrational thinking can be while it's happening. This train of thought would always happen to me when I was outside, and it would almost always be while I was alone, walking. It would always start with one of two things. Either I'd see something I couldn't make out and get scared at what it might be, or I'd notice that my vision was unusually bad that day, because my vision does actually vary from day to day. So the first point on my train of thought timeline would be, scared at something I can't see. This would normally be a fleeting thought, which would last just a few seconds, and then cause the next thought in the train, which would be my vision's getting worse. This slow, steady start to a train of thought, where each thought is slightly worse than the one before it, is very common among people with anxiety and panic disorder. As we go through this together, you'll begin to see how your own negative trains of thought work this way too. I've shown this idea to lots of people with anxiety and panic disorder, and every single one of them has told me how this is how their mind works too. They just didn't realize it until they started using the ideas I'm about to share with you. Okay, back to my negative train of thought. So I've had my initial two thoughts in the train. I've worried about something I couldn't see, and I've worried that my vision was worse. I'd linger on these two thoughts for a minute or two, and then the next thought in the negative train would kick in. And this one would be, I'm going blind. This thought actually isn't as extreme as it sounds, because it's very possible that I will go blind one day. What makes it irrational is that it probably won't happen until I'm in my 50s or 60s. It's around this point that I would feel the first real sensation of panic. Nothing major at this point, and nothing I couldn't control, but it would definitely be there. So I'd stay with the thought of I'm going blind for another minute or two, and then it would become a new thought, and this next one would always seem timid to me on the surface, but it was insidious, and it was actually one of the worst thoughts I could have. And this thought simply was, what if I go blind? The reason this one was so deadly for me as an anxiety sufferer was because in just a few seconds it could branch off into dozens of new negative and terrifying thoughts. It's a perfect example of why these negative trains of thought are so damaging to us as anxiety sufferers. It shows how easily and effortlessly a single thought can spiral out of control and cause uncontrollable panic. So at this stage, when I'd be focused on my what if I go blind scenario, my thoughts would splinter into a dozen new ones. How would I ever leave the house if I was blind? Would I need someone to look after me? Would I burden someone in my family by depending on them for the rest of my life? How long will it be before I forget what people I know look like? You can see how a single negative thought can quickly become many negative thoughts, each one worse than the one before it. And each one of those I just mentioned has the potential to explode into a dozen more. By this stage in my train of thought, I was genuinely panicking. After 2 or 3 minutes of going over the what if I go blind scenarios, the next thought will kick in. At this point, for reasons I still don't understand, I'd begin to wonder if my vision problems were due to some other health problem, and my health problem of choice was typically eye cancer. Once I'd hit this eye cancer idea, my negative train of thought would really pick up speed. Each thought would now hit me like a bullet, lasting just a few seconds, before provoking another thought and another, each one worse than the one before it. They'll have to operate on my eyes. What if they need to remove one of my eyes? What if they have to remove both of my eyes? Can cancer in your eyes spread to your brain? Am I dying right now and doing nothing about it? By this point in my train of thought, I'd usually hit a full-on panic attack. If I was outside, and I was almost always outside with this train of thought, then I would either be running as fast as I could, crying, heading nowhere in particular, or I'd be cowering somewhere, hiding behind a car or in an alleyway, crying and just trying to hold it together for long enough for the attack to end. I had this train of thought once or twice a week for years, and it always caused a massive panic attack. But it wasn't until I read that book on cognitive behavioral therapy that I really became aware of it. Obviously, I was conscious of what I was thinking, but it was always hazy and in the back of my mind. And that might be because it's natural to push these thoughts away, to try to get away from them. And that's a great example of why cognitive behavioral therapy doesn't work. Because pushing negative thoughts away, or distracting yourself from them, is the basis of all CBT methods. But there's a fundamental flaw in that approach. And the flaw is that distraction will never overpower an obsessive thought. This is a concept that's vital to everything I've discovered that's helped me to overcome my anxiety. Distraction will always lose to obsession. Distraction will never work. Once I'd realized that distraction could never work, I started looking for different ways to combat the negative trains of thought that I was now aware of. But I quickly realized that everything I was trying was just another form of distraction. Everything I did to stop myself having these thoughts was based on distracting myself from them. And just like CBT, it was failing miserably. But it turns out that this led to the breakthrough for me. The breakthrough was my acceptance that my negative trains of thought were here to stay, and that nothing I did would ever stop me from having them. Now that might not sound like much of a breakthrough, but I'm about to tell you why it really was a huge leap forward in my way of thinking. Now that I knew I was stuck with my negative trains of thought, I switched my focus from stopping them to experiencing them on my own terms. So the first thing I did was to keep a record of one of my trains of thought, and the one I chose was the one I shared with you just now. Every time I had this train of thought, I made mental notes of what came where and which thought led to which other thought. And this worked fine in the early part of the train of thought, where I was still keeping my anxiety under control. But when I got towards the end of the train of thought, and I was in a full-blown panic attack, it was almost impossible to remember anything. The solution I found to this was to buy a digital voice recorder. It's a great device and it records hours and hours of high quality audio. I started taking the voice recorder everywhere I went, and when this train of thought started up, I'd set it on record and start narrating what I was thinking and how I was feeling. Then, later on when I was calm, I could go over everything I'd recorded at my leisure. And this is how I got to know this train of thought so well, which is also why it was easy for me to share it with you in such detail. Just learning a train of thought inside out like this will immediately make it a less terrifying ordeal when you have it. That's the first thing I noticed when I started using the voice recorder and going over the recordings repeatedly. So I'd strongly recommend you do the same thing with each of the trains of thought you catch yourself having. So when a negative train of thought starts up and you know it inside out, you'll immediately be less panicky than you normally would, simply because you know in advance where it's going to go. The comparison I make here is that it's like turning a light on in a dark room. Walking into a fully lit room is easy, even if it's unfamiliar. Walking into any dark room always causes some apprehension, purely because they're more unknowns. So by learning your trains of thought off by heart in great detail, you'll immediately wipe out those unknowns and make them much less intimidating. So that's the first benefit. Now on to the second benefit, and this is the huge breakthrough I made and the one I want to share with you. When you study your own trains of thought and memorize every part of them in detail, you'll suddenly find yourself with the power to manipulate them. You won't be able to stop yourself having them because, as I pointed out just now, obsessive thoughts will always win over distractions. But you'll find that you can speed up or slow down the train of thought. You'll find that you can skip entire stages of the train of thought. And you'll find that you can reposition yourself relative to them so that you're a spectator to them and not a victim of them. Before I show you how to manipulate your own trains of thought, you're going to have to learn yours the way I've learned mine. To start doing this, simply start paying very close attention to your thoughts, especially those you have when you're anxious. In the beginning, the process will be unfamiliar to you, so it may feel awkward, but stick with it and it should quickly become second nature. Start with a single train of thought about a specific subject that causes you anxiety and pay attention to your pattern of thoughts on that subject. When you feel like you've made yourself familiar with the train of thought, it's time to take it a step further. Now you'll need to start writing your trains of thought down, making a note of each of your thoughts and where it lies in relation to the others. So after you write down your train of thought, the next step is to study it. And by study, I just mean to check it over 3 or 4 times a day. It's almost like you're revising for a test and you want to memorize what you've written by repetition. This is a vital step because the more familiar you become with your trains of thought, the less power they'll have over you and the less chance they'll have of causing panic attacks. If you're finding it hard to recall your trains of thought as they become more and more extreme, then it's a good idea for you to do what I did and invest in a voice recorder. They're perfect for recording these hard to remember parts of your trains of thought. Now we're getting to the exciting part. Exciting because for the very first time you're actually going to have some power over your thoughts the next time they threaten to spiral out of control. By this stage you'll know your negative trains of thought like the back of your hand. You'll know every thought you have on any given subject that worries you, and you'll know what order they come in, how long each thought lasts, and where in the train your panic gets out of control. So the moment you experience that very first thought in the negative train, you'll be aware of it. And this gives you the power to do several things. So here's what you do when you first start using these techniques. When you notice that very first thought kick in, you focus on the entire train of thought ahead of you. This will be easy because you've memorized it down to the smallest detail. But instead of waiting for your subconscious to move from one thought to the next, you move the thoughts along yourself consciously. So let's take my own example. The entire train of thought would be something like this. Scared at something I can't see. My vision's getting worse. I'm going blind. What if I go blind? How would I leave the house if I was blind? Would I need someone to look after me? Who would look after me? Would I burden someone in my family by depending on them for the rest of my life? How long will it be before I forget what people I know look like? Do I have eye cancer? They'll have to operate on my eyes. What if they need to remove one of my eyes? What if they have to remove both of my eyes? Can cancer in your eyes spread to your brain? Am I dying right now and doing nothing about it? That's a 15-step negative train of thought, and on average I'd say I used to spend about 2 minutes thinking about each of those individual thoughts. That could mean up to 30 minutes of terrible, terrifying thoughts, and I've discovered that it's this long, drawn-out period of time spent thinking terrible things that caused the majority of my panic attacks, and that's why the train of thought never had the power to cause an attack in the first few minutes, because I hadn't worked myself up enough or stressed myself out enough to cause attack that early on. But here's the great part. Now that you know each step of your train of thought and you've committed it to memory, you can now let the train move forward at any speed you want. In my own example, the moment I had that first thought, which was being scared at something I couldn't see, I would immediately think the second thought in the train, which is my vision's getting worse. And before I could linger on it, I would immediately have the third thought, I'm going blind. And I do this with each of the 15 steps of the thought process until I reach the end of the train. In the beginning, this would take me a couple of minutes, which is already 15 times quicker than it would normally take me to get through the entire train. But after a while, I got good at it. And now when I go through the train, for example, I'm at the end of it within about 20 or 30 seconds. Now, think about that for a moment. What used to be a 30-minute ordeal for me is now over in 20 seconds. That's more than 90 times less negative thoughts I'm having simply by controlling my negative trains of thought. When I started regularly using this technique, I was amazed at what it did for me. I started to find myself at the very end of a train of thought in just a few seconds, and I'd still be completely calm, and the train of thought was over with nowhere else to go. There were simply no more negative thoughts left for me to have. Until you try this for yourself, it's hard to understand how effective this method can be. When I started doing this, I'd find myself almost laughing at the trains of thought as I was having them, and these were the same thoughts that were leaving me crying in the street just weeks before. It's almost like you take all the power these thoughts have to scare you simply by being in control of them. And I really do hope you give this a try. I know how hopeless it can be when you're suffering with anxiety and you've hit rock bottom. I was there for years myself. And I also know how hard it is to believe that simple ideas like this can help. But this really does help. It's helped me, it's helped everyone else I've shown it to, and I'd really love for it to help you too.